Lux Radio Theater. Tonight and every Monday night at this time, Lux Radio Theater presents for your entertainment the finest in radio drama.
It is a summer evening in Paris in the year 1846.
Good evening, Monsieur le Baron.
Good evening, Nanine. Is Marguerite at home?
She's at the opera, but she'll be back soon.
How is she?
Much the same. Her cough is bad at times, and also the pain in her chest, but she makes light of it.
What does the doctor say?
He implores her to rest as much as possible, but she will not listen.
I will wait for her. Have there been other callers?
Madame Prudence came, but she was in a hurry.
Madame Prudence?
She once worked in the same shop with Madame.
Was Marguerite in a shop?
She was an embroideress, Monsieur le Baron.
Amazing. The most famous courtesan in Paris once worked in a shop.
Didn't you know that? She's never made a secret of it.
So, the beautiful Marguerite once worked for her living. And now she has horses, carriages, jewels, and debts amounting, so they say, to 2,500 louis.
Which you are offering to pay, but it may be better to owe money to some people than gratitude to others.
Of course, there's always the Count de Giray.
Oh, be careful, Monsieur le Baron. You have a wicked tongue. Oh, here's Madame now.
Supper ready, Nanine? Oh, the opera's made me so hungry. Oh, de Barville, so you're here.
Isn't it my fate always to be waiting for you?
Is it my fate never to come home without finding you here?
It is my fault that I love you.
My dear friend, if I were to listen to all the people who say they're in love with me, I should have no time to eat or drink. I allow you to come here at any hour when I'm at home and to wait for me if I'm out. But if you will persist in talking of nothing but your love...
And yet, Marguerite, a few months ago at Bagnères, you did give me a little hope.
My dear, that was at Bagnères, when I was ill and bored. This is Paris, and I'm well again, and not at all bored.
I imagine not when one is in love with a Count de Giray.
I'm free to love whom I choose. It concerns no one but myself, and you least of all. So if you've nothing better to say, perhaps you'll be good enough to go.
Marguerite, listen. I have 4,000 louis a year.
How nice. I have 5,000. Nanine?
Yes, madame.
Did you see Madame Prudence? Is she coming this evening?
Yes, she'll be here in a minute. This bouquet came for you.
Roses. You like roses, don't you, Nanine? Take them and put them in your room.
Oh, thank you, madame.
Don't you like roses?
What do they call me?
Marguerite Gautier.
What other name?
Lady of the Camellias.
Why?
I suppose because you wear no other flowers.
I like no other flowers to wear or have in my rooms. So never send me roses again.
I always do the wrong thing. Don't I, Marguerite?
Prudence? Prudence?
Yes?
Prudence, aren't you coming? Supper's practically on the table.
Oh, I can't come this evening after all.
Oh, why not?
I have a young gentleman with me who's taking me out to supper.
Well, bring him over then, and he won't have to pay for it.
Very well.
Does Madame Prudence live opposite you?
Yes, the house across the street. It's most convenient. I just have to call across.
Who is this Madame Prudence?
She's a milliner. The pity is that nobody buys her hats, save myself. And actually, I never wear the ones I do buy. But I like her, and she's hard up.
Marguerite!
Oh, Prudence, my dear. Marguerite, may I introduce Monsieur Armand Duval, a man who swears he worships you more than does anyone else in Paris. Well, Monsieur Duval, I trust your great passion has not destroyed your appetite. I cannot bear to see a man who nibbles at his food.
Madame, this is a great honor.
Monsieur, you are very welcome. Prudence, may I introduce Monsieur le Baron de Valville, Monsieur Duval, Monsieur le Baron.
Good evening, Monsieur le Baron.
Good evening, Monsieur.
I have wanted to meet you, Monsieur le Baron, for such a long time.
Our meeting is a pleasure for me also, Madame.
Monsieur Duval, may I inquire whether you are related to the Receiver General?
He is my father, sir. Do you know him?
Yes, I met him some years ago at the casino.
Well, Marguerite, how do you like my young friend?
He is charming.
Oh, he adores you. In fact, he talks of nothing else. He's loved you for 2 years.
Quite a classical story, then.
When you were ill a year ago, do you remember that they told you of a young man who called to inquire after you every day? And he wouldn't leave his name?
I remember.
Well, that was Monsieur Duval.
How nice of him.
Monsieur Duval, do you know what I've just been hearing? That you called to inquire after me every day when I was ill.
It is quite true.
Then the least I can do is to thank you. Do you hear that, Duval? You never did that for me, did you?
I didn't know you then. I've only known you for a year.
Oh, don't be silly. Monsieur Duval has only known me for 5 minutes.
Supper is served, madame.
Oh, thank you, Nanine. Goodbye, Duval.
What? Is he going without supper?
Yes. The Baron has to leave.
When shall I see you again, Marguerite?
We'll see. Not again this evening, anyhow. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Madame Prudence. Monsieur Duval.
Bye.
Goodbye, Monsieur le Baron.
Good night, Marguerite.
You really are very hard on the Baron, my dear.
Oh, he bores me with his 4,000 louis.
Oh, fancy complaining about that. I wish someone would offer to keep me once again. Oh, I do so hate making hats.
Come, Monsieur Armand, we will go and have supper. And forget the sordid business of money.
That was the most delicious supper, Marguerite. I was famished. Why, here's Monsieur le Comte.
De Giray, I didn't hear you. How did you get in?
The concierge, my lovely lady of the camellias, the concierge. You're looking even more beautiful this evening, my Marguerite, than when I left you this morning.
Sit down and... Oh, may I present Monsieur Duval, Monsieur le Comte de Giray.
Good evening, Monsieur le Comte.
Evening. How is Madame Prudence? I heard something about you in Saint-Gaudens the other day.
I suppose you heard that he is deceiving me. That's nothing new.
No, that's true. Who's not been deceived? One's friends and one's mistresses are always deceiving one. Kiss me, Margaret.
Oh, really, Monsieur le Comte? You have no right to force your way in here when you've had too much to drink.
Yes, I'm drunk. Drunk with love for you.
Now, now, Monsieur le Comte. We shall put you in the corner like a naughty boy if you can't behave.
I'll go there willingly, on condition that I am kissed.
This is no time for kisses. We're going to dance. Nanine?
Yes, madame?
Come and play the piano so that we may dance.
What shall I play, madame?
A polka. Come and dance with me, Monsieur Duval.
And you with me, Monsieur le Comte.
This is a great and an unexpected pleasure, madame.
I love to dance, monsieur. It is one of my greatest pleasures.
What's the matter, madame?
Nothing. I lost my breath.
I'm afraid you are ill.
No, no, no.
Please, stop playing.
Oh, madame. I'll get you some water.
She is ill.
It's nothing, really. Open the window and leave me alone for a moment. Go into the other room and have some more wine. I shall be with you directly.
Water, madame.
Come, we had better go.
But she is...
No, no. She always likes to be alone when she feels like this. Come along, Monsieur le Comte.
Thank you.
Come on,
may I wait with you, madame?
Very well.
A little more water.
Thank you.
There. Are you feeling better now?
Much better, thank you. Besides, it's nothing new.
Isn't it? Then you are killing yourself. I wish I were your friend to prevent you from destroying yourself like this.
You have a kind nature, Monsieur Omar. Look at the others. They don't trouble about me.
The others don't love you as I do.
Oh, yes. I'd forgotten that great love of yours.
You laugh at it?
Heaven forbid. Oh, no, I'm not being ungrateful, but I hear the same thing every day. It doesn't make me laugh anymore.
Will you promise me something?
What?
Take care of yourself.
If I were to take care of myself, my dear, beautiful young man, I should die. Don't you see it's only the life I lead that keeps me alive? And then It's easy enough for women who have friends and a family to take care of themselves, but for the rest of us, the moment we're no longer amusing, everyone forgets us. And the long days are followed by even longer evenings. Oh, I know all about it. I was in bed for 2 months, and after 3 weeks, nobody came near me.
I know that I am nothing to you, but if you would let me, Marguerite, I would take care of you. I would never leave you.
You'd spend time with me?
As long as I did not bore you.
You really love me as much as that?
Someday I shall tell you how much.
No. No, you must never tell me.
Why not?
Because a woman who spends thousands of louis a year may suit a rich man like Count de Giray, but not a young man like you. May I give you a piece of advice?
Yes.
Go away at once, if what you feel about me is true.
Oh.
Or else care for me as a friend and no other way. Come and talk to me sometimes. But have no illusions about me, for I'm not worth illusions. You're too young, and you have too much feeling to live in this world of mine. I'm trying to be honest with you. Don't dream of love and me any longer.
I shall love you forever.
Forever?
Yes.
It seems that I'm destined to live a shorter time than most people. But be sure of this. However eternal your love may be, and however short a time I have to live, I shall yet live longer than your love.
Marguerite.
Oh, I know you believe what you say. You're sincere, and that deserves a reward. Here. Take this camellia I'm wearing.
Oh, I shall treasure it.
No. No, bring it back to me.
When?
When it's faded.
How long will that take?
Just the length of time it takes for any flower to fade. A morning or an evening.
Oh, Marguerite.
Tell me again that you love me.
I love you.
Now you must go.
So you are thinking of leaving Paris, Marguerite?
Yes, Prudence, for the summer.
Oh, it'll do you good. Where will you go?
I've seen a house at Auteuil.
Oh, what rent are they asking?
200 louis.
200? Oh, you must be in love.
Perhaps.
Has Armand been here today?
Need you ask?
I brought him here 4 days ago, and he's been here every day since.
Prudence, feel my heart. Oh. There. Can you feel how it's beating?
What's it doing that for?
Because it's 6 o'clock and Armand is coming.
So, for the first time in your life, you have fallen in love.
Marguerite! Oh, I beg your pardon, Madame Prudence. How are you?
In the way, I should imagine. So I'll leave you.
Armand?
Well?
Do you love me as much as ever?
No.
What?
I love you 1,000 times more.
Oh. What have you been doing since you left me?
Seeing anyone who could talk to me about you. I've had a letter from my father saying he was expecting me to join him at Tours, as the summer was going to be a wonderful one in the vineyards. And I've written to tell him that he needn't wait for me any longer, as if I could go to Tours. Who cares about grapes?
But you mustn't quarrel with your father.
There is no danger of that. And you, what have you been doing?
Thinking of you.
Really and truly?
Really and truly. And I've been making some splendid plans.
Tell me about them.
Would it make you happy if you were to spend the summer in the country with me?
Oh, how can you ask?
Well, I thought of a scheme. If it's successful, I shall be free in a fortnight from now. My debts will be paid, and we can go and spend the summer together in the country.
But how are you going to manage it?
You must leave that to me. Just tell me, do you like the idea?
Of course. The very thought makes me wild with joy. But why can't you tell me?
Come and see me tomorrow, and we'll talk of it again.
Tomorrow? Are you sending me away already? Are you expecting anyone?
Armand, please.
The thought of any other man near you drives me insane.
There've been many men in my life.
I know.
I love only you. Don't you believe me?
Yes. I believe you. Oh, dearest heart, forgive me. I am going now.
And I shall expect you tomorrow at 12. Nanine.
I can find my own way out.
Goodbye, you foolish boy.
Until tomorrow.
You wanted me, madame,
to see Monsieur Armand out, but he's gone. Oh, Nanine, Does he really love me, I wonder? And am I even sure that I love him? How can I be sure? I've never loved anyone before, so how can I be sure?
Oh, there, there. Put your feet up and rest a while.
Oh, Monsieur the Count.
Good evening, Marguerite, my dear. How are you?
Quite well.
And more beautiful, more seductive than ever. Well, you asked me to be here at 6:30. As you see, I'm punctual.
Thank you, Desiree. There's something I want to ask you.
By the way, did someone leave here a moment ago?
No. No one.
As I was getting out of the carriage, it seemed to me that someone ran up to see who I was, and having seen me, went away again. But he probably didn't like the look of me.
Very possibly.
Well, what did you want to see me about?
Have you any ready money?
Never have any ready money.
I need some.
How much?
700 louis.
The devil you do. Is the matter urgent?
It is.
Very well, then, I'll raise it for you. Take this ring. It's worth a good deal more than 700 louis.
Oh, no. No, I won't accept that. I always thought you had money. I wouldn't have asked you otherwise. I certainly won't allow you to sell or even pawn a family heirloom. That's your famous ruby, isn't it?
Marguerite, I shall be in your debt forever. So no family ruby or anything else would stop me paying such a debt of honor.
No.
This letter has just come for you, madame, and it is to be given to you immediately.
A letter from Armand? What does it mean? I do not choose to be made ridiculous.
Is there a reply, madame?
No. No reply. So ends a dream. I have a piece of news for you, my friend. I no longer need the money I asked for.
So, your creditors return their bills to you marked paid, do they?
No, my dear. I was in love, that's all.
With whom?
With someone who didn't love me, as it often happens. And with someone without any money, as it always happens. See what he writes.
Armand Duval. He seems very jealous on such short acquaintanceship. Or is it still acquaintance? It's just as well, perhaps, that I've outgrown jealousy. Well, I'd best be going now. Unless perhaps you'd consent to have supper with me?
Thank you, my dear, but no, I'm tired. If you'll excuse me.
Of course. And if there's anything else I can do for you at any time, I'm at your service. Good night, Marguerite.
Marguerite! Marguerite!
Prudence! What is it?
Armand is here in my house. He wants to speak to you.
Well, I don't want to speak to him. What does he want?
How do I know? Does he know himself? But he's desperately in love.
Marguerite! You cannot keep me away. I'm going to jump across to your balcony.
Oh, no! No, Armand! No. You might have broken your neck leaping across like that.
Marguerite.
Well?
Again, I must beg for forgiveness. Look, I kneel at your feet.
You've upset me a great deal.
And you, Marguerite? Did you not hurt me? When I saw the Count and realized that it was for him that you sent me away, I lost my head. I went mad, I think, and wrote to you as I did. But when, instead of defending yourself, you told Nanine there was no answer, I began to wonder what would become of me if I were never to see you again.
Well, you came to a wise decision.
What?
To go away. You said in your letter you were going away.
How can I?
You must. You're right. It would be better for us not to see each other anymore. Not only for your sake, but for mine.
Of course, if you don't love me...
Oh, you don't know what you're saying.
Then why?
I've been thinking it over, and I realize that what I'd hoped for is impossible. Armand, I'm attractive, and I pleased you. That was something. Forget the rest.
You didn't speak like that about those months we were to spend together, far away from Paris and from everyone.
That's true. I was going to follow a dream. There have been so many days when I've wearied of the life I lead and longed for something different. Women like myself seem happy. We're envied. We have lovers who ruin themselves not for us, as they say, but for their own vanity. We have friends who pander to us.
Oh, but surely...
yes. These so-called friends care little enough what we do, as long as the world sees them in our box at the opera, in our carriage in the Bois. And then I met you, and I knew the joy of wanting someone for himself alone, not for the material things he could give me. For a moment, I built a whole future on your love. But you did not wish it.
Oh, Margaret.
So let's say no more about it. After all, it was nothing but a dream.
Do you think I could ever leave you after what you just told me? When happiness is so near, are we to run away from it? No, Marguerite, no. Your dream shall come true. I swear it to you. We love each other. Let us follow our happiness.
Don't deceive me, Armand. Don't deceive yourself. Think what I am and who I am. Come in.
I've been asked to give you this, madame.
Who's it from?
The Count de Giray.
What is it?
A ruby ring. There's a card attached.
What does it say?
This is merely a token, my dear, to buy you such happiness as there is in the world.
Send it back to the Count, Nanine. Send it back. I'm lucky. I do not have to buy my happiness.
Marguerite!
Dear one, what is it?
Oh, I missed you.
It's only 2 minutes since I left you in the garden.
I miss you if you leave me for 2 seconds.
And I you.
Look, I've just picked this rose for you, and when it has faded, I'll pick you another.
A wild rose is easier to pick than a camellia.
I never picked a camellia.
You hate them, don't you?
I like to give you flowers no one else gives you.
Yet one day you'll bring me camellias and love me for myself. Not the dreamlike illusion you have of me now.
Oh, dearest heart, don't let's destroy such a perfect day. Never has there been such a beautiful summer.
Sun, sun, sun!
The flowers in the garden can never have been lovelier. It will be a wonderful year for the grapes.
Grapes?
Yes. Yes, the vines. You know, my father owns many vineyards, and they need the sun.
Of course. Armand, are you happy?
No man has ever been happier.
Good. And now, my dearest, I must leave you for a short while and consult with Nanine about our lunch.
Monsieur Duval.
Prudence, come in. How nice to see you at Auteuil. Have you driven out from Paris?
Yes, and walked through your beautiful garden. Where's Marguerite?
In the kitchen with Nanine.
Oh, I'll go and find her.
No, wait, Prudence. There is something I want to ask you. A week ago, Marguerite gave you some diamond bracelets that she said were to be reset. What became of them?
Do you really want me to tell you?
Yes, I want the truth.
Marguerite told me to pawn them.
Why?
To pay bills, of course. Oh. Not forgetting food, wine, and rent. My dear boy, you seem to think that all you need do is fall in love with each other and then glide blissfully out of Paris to some pleasant spot like this and live on air. I've seen the Count de Giray, and he absolutely refuses to give Marguerite anything more unless she leaves you. And we all know she doesn't want to do that. Goodness only knows where all this is going to end.
How much money is needed?
2,000 or 3,000 louis at the very least.
Ask her creditors for a fortnight's grace. I will pay.
Are you going to borrow the money?
Yes.
Nonsense. You'll only quarrel with your father and ruin your whole future.
I suspected something of the kind and have already written to my lawyer. Hush, she's coming.
Prudence.
Marguerite. Oh.
I want you to scold Prudence, dearest.
Oh, why?
I haven't been to Paris for a fortnight. And I asked her to call at my rooms and bring me any letters that might be there. She forgot all about it. And so I shall have to go myself.
Well, go now, dear. But come back quickly.
I shall be back before you have time to miss me. Goodbye, Prudence. I'll forgive you later.
Prudence, have you arranged everything for me?
Yes. Here is the bill of sale. The attorney is coming here to talk things over with you.
Thank you, Prudence. I'm grateful for your help.
Tell me, Marguerite, are you happy?
Very happy.
I've often wondered if you would ever really love someone and settle down. Perhaps if you can get the money and pay your debts, you might even get married.
If I wanted it, Armand would marry me tomorrow. But I love him far too well to ask such a thing.
Oh, well, as long as you are happy.
I am happy. There are moments when I forget the past, forget the Marguerite I used to be. I used to spend enough money on camellias to keep a poor family for a year. But now, a flower like This wild rose that Armand gave me just now is enough to fill my day with perfume. Yes, I am happy, but I should like to be happier still. I haven't told Armand yet that I'm forced to sell my house in Paris and all its contents. But after I've paid my debts, I shall get another house here in the country, a smaller one than this. And Armand and I shall live here very simply, forgotten by the world, but knowing the true meaning of happiness.
There's a gentleman here who wishes to speak with you, madame.
Oh, that'll be the attorney. I was expecting him. Oh, ask him to come in, Nanine. You will excuse me, Prudence.
Certainly. I'll wander in your lovely garden.
I'll join you there later.
Mademoiselle Marguerite Gauthier?
Yes, that's my name. I'm afraid Madame Prudence didn't mention yours, but you're the attorney.
I am not an attorney. My name is Duval.
Duval? Monsieur Duval?
Yes, madame. Armand's father.
Armand is not here, sir.
It is to you that I wish to speak. My son is ruining himself for you.
But you're wrong. I accept nothing from Armand.
Do you expect me to believe that? Your luxurious ways of living are well known. Or are you telling me that my son helps you to spend what you receive from others?
Monsieur Duval, you must excuse me. I am a woman, and in my own house. Two reasons which should appeal to your courtesy. Your manners are not what I should have expected from a gentleman whom I have...
My indignation is cleverly assumed, madame. It is nonetheless true that my son is ruining himself for you.
As I said before, you're mistaken.
Then will you explain to me the meaning of this letter? It is from our family lawyer informing me that my son wishes to make a settlement on you.
I assure you that if Armand had done such a thing, it is entirely without my knowledge. He knew that if he'd suggested it to me, I should have refused it.
Oh, fine phrases, madame.
By all that I hold most dear, by my love of Armand, I swear to you that I knew nothing of this settlement.
And yet you are living here. You must have some means.
I see that in order to convince you, I shall have to tell you something which I should have preferred to keep secret. Ever since I first knew and loved your son, I've been pawning or selling my carriages, my horses, and my jewels. A moment ago, when I was told that someone wished to speak to me, I concluded that it was in connection with the sale of my house, furniture, pictures, and all the rest of the luxury with which you reproached me. Perhaps you'd care to read this.
A bill of sale on your furniture. The purchaser to pay your creditors, the balance to be given to you. Is this true? Is it possible that I've been mistaken?
You have. It's Armand who's changed me. He loved me so much. He loves me now. You're his father. You must be like him in some ways. So be kind. Don't speak ill of me to him. He'd believe you because he loved you. And I respect you because you're his father.
Oh, forgive me, madame, for my discourtesy a moment ago. I did not know you and was quite unprepared for what I was to find. I beg your pardon.
Thank you.
And what if I were to ask you to give Armand a real proof of your love?
Oh, no. No. You're going to ask something terrible of
me. You are capable of a generosity to which few women could rise, and I speak to you as a father who asks you for the happiness of his two children.
Two children?
Yes, Marguerite. May I call you Marguerite? Two children. I have a daughter, young, beautiful, and virtuous. She is to be married, and she, too, has made her love the dream of her life.
I'm happy for her.
Wait. Society is exacting in certain respects. However pure your love for Armand may appear in his eyes, it is not so in the eyes of the world, which will see in you nothing but your past, and which will close its doors relentlessly against you. The family of my future son-in-law have learned of the manner in which Armand is living. And they have given me to understand that my daughter's marriage cannot take place if it continues. Marguerite, in the name of your love, grant me the happiness of my child, my daughter, Armand's sister.
Armand's sister. You're right. I'll go back to Paris. I'll leave Armand for a while. It will be torment for me, but I'm glad to do this for you, so that you'll have nothing to reproach me with later. And then when his sister's married...
A temporary parting is not enough.
You mean you want me to leave Armand altogether?
You must.
Never. You don't know how we love one another. I have neither friend nor family, nor anyone in the world belonging to me. And you don't know, perhaps, that I suffer from a serious illness and have only a few years to live. To leave Armand would kill me within a few weeks.
Oh, come, come, let us be calm for a moment and not exaggerate. You're young and beautiful. You suffer from no more than the fatigue of a restless life. You're not going to die. I am asking you to make a big sacrifice, I know. But are you sure that this love between you and Armand will last? A marriage would be nothing but disaster. No career would be open to him. And on the other hand, he might leave you. Who can promise you that the passing of your youth will not also mean the passing of his illusion?
Oh, no, no!
You have been happy for 3 months. Do not smirch that happiness. Keep the memory of it always in your heart. It is as a man of the world that I'm speaking to you. It is as a father that I'm pleading with you. Marguerite, prove to me that you really love my son.
You ask me to leave Armand for his future, for his peace and honor. What must I do? Tell me. I'm ready.
You must tell him that you no longer love him.
He'll not believe me.
In that case...
Do you believe that I love Armand with a love that is truly unselfish?
Yes, I do, Marguerite.
Then, monsieur, you must trust me. For I can keep a promise, and I'm making you one now. Kiss me as though I were a daughter of yours, and I swear that this kiss, perhaps the only pure one I've ever received, will help me in what I must do. Within a week, your son will return home. For a while, he'll be very unhappy, but doubtless he'll recover.
Your kiss, Marguerite. He must never know of this conversation.
You need have no fear. He shall not know, and he shall hate me. Yes, I shall see that Armand hates me. But in return, I have one favor to ask.
Ask it.
Within a few hours, Armand will need sympathy and understanding. Will you be near him?
Yes, of course. What are you going to do?
You must leave that to me.
Is there anything I can do for you? In acknowledgement of the debt I shall owe you.
When I'm dead, and Armand curses my memory, tell him that I loved him, and that I proved it. And have a pity, say, go quickly.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Marguerite.
And now the letter. I must write it quickly. My dear... Oh, Armand. Yours, Marguerite. That will do it. Prudence. Prudence.
You want me, Marguerite?
Yes, I'm coming back to Paris with you. We must leave immediately. And when we get there... I want you to deliver this letter personally.
To whom?
Read the address.
Baron de Vaville. Oh, you really want me to take it?
Yes.
Oh, but how
dear Prudence, ask no questions. Just take me to Paris and deliver the letter to the Baron.
Marguerite. Marguerite. I didn't get to Paris. I couldn't leave you for so long. I turned back. Where are you, Marguerite?
Madame is not here, Monsieur Armand.
Not here?
She has returned to Paris. I am to go later. She will let me know.
But I don't understand, Nanine.
She left this letter for you.
Oh. I expect she wants me to go back to Paris with you and join her. It must be some sudden whim. But why has she written instead of telling me? It must be some joke. She wants me to meet her somewhere. This is only a letter. What's there to be afraid of? When you receive this, Armand, I shall... No. Marguerite. How could you do this to me? So you are like the rest after all. Worthless. Your love a thing to be bought. And sold.
Thank you.
Monsieur de Tay.
I've come to see Marguerite.
Did she ask you to come here?
No, but I doubt if she will refuse me her hospitality. After all, I am, shall we say, an old acquaintance.
What a strange way to express yourself. Acquaintance?
How would you wish me to say it?
So, in the month since you and Marguerite parted, you're cured then?
Completely. I imagine Marguerite is well, and that all her debts are paid?
Oh, yes, all of them.
By the Baron de Varie?
Yes.
Everything turned out for the best, then. Ah, yes. This room has been redecorated, I see. Silks, satins, and camellias.
Well, there are some men born to get what they want in the end. And de Varville did wait a long time for what he wanted.
I didn't expect her to stay in this house. I thought she would return to Paris.
She did for a while. Then she came back here. Then she went back to Paris. Then she came back here again. I have never known her so restless as she is now. She's out every night and never seems to sleep. It must be bad for her, but she listens to no one. Not even the doctor. Oh, Armand, why did you leave her?
Leave her? Prudence, you believed Marguerite loved me, didn't you?
Of course.
Perhaps you don't know that she wrote me a letter a month ago, telling me that she no longer loved me.
Oh, I didn't
know. She said that she loved de Varie, never wished to see me again.
Never wanted to see you again? Oh, what did you reply?
What could I say? She turned out to be like the rest, ready to sell herself to the highest bidder. I went away with my father. We went to Tours. But I could find no peace there. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't breathe. At last I felt that if I didn't see Marguerite and hear from her own lips that what she had written to me was true, I should die. But I came here tonight. I suppose I'm mad to have done such a thing.
Shh. Here comes Marguerite.
Armand, Nadine has just told me that you're here. You must go at once.
Go?
Yes, immediately.
Why?
If the Baron finds out that you're here, there'll be trouble. Ah. He may even challenge you to a duel.
And you suggest that I should run away?
Armand, I've suffered so deeply in the last month that I can scarcely find strength to say what must be said. There's a burning pain here that takes away my breath. For the sake of our past love, for the sake of anything that you've ever held dear in your life, go home and forget that you ever knew me.
So, you are afraid for your wealthy lover.
You yourself might be killed, Armand. That's the danger.
Did you care whether I lived or died when you wrote to me that you preferred the Baron de Varie to myself and were joining him in Paris that evening? If that letter did not kill me, it was only that I might live to be revenged. I tell you that between de Varie and me, there is a quarrel to the death, for I shall kill him.
The Baron is not to blame for this.
You love him. That is reason enough for me to hate him.
You know that I don't love this man, that I could never love him.
And yet you left me and went to him. Why?
Don't ask me, Armand. I can't tell you.
Then I will tell you. You gave yourself to this man because you don't understand the meaning of loyalty and honor. Because your love belongs to the highest bidder. Because when you found yourself face to face with the sacrifice you were going to make for me, your courage failed you and you went back to the past. Because I, who would have devoted my life to you and my honor to, meant less to you than your horses and carriages and the jewels around your neck and your chameleon.
Yes, yes, it's all true. I am a worthless and ungrateful creature who's cruelly betrayed you and who's never loved you. But the more degraded you know me to be, the less you ought to endanger your life for my sake. Armand, I beg of you to leave this house.
I will, on one condition, that you come with me.
Never.
Listen, Marguerite. There is madness in me tonight. I thought it was hatred that was driving me back to you, but it was love, Marguerite. Angry, remorseful, torturing love. For there is shame in my loving you after all that has happened. Say just one word and I will forget everything. What do I care for this man, or any of the men in your life? Only tell me that you love me, Marguerite. We will leave this house in the past behind us. Find a quiet place and be alone with our love.
I'd give paradise itself for 1 hour of such happiness. But it's impossible. Go, forget me. You must. I've sworn it.
To whom?
To the one who had the right to ask such a thing.
To the Baron de Varie?
Yes.
Because you love him?
Let me go, Armand.
Tell me that you love him and I will let you go.
Then yes, I love him.
Prudence, Baron de Varie.
What is it?
I request your presence, and that of the Baron.
I don't know what you're doing in my house, sir, but will you please leave immediately, or it will be the worse for you.
First, I have something to say to you. This woman here, Marguerite Gauthier, do you know what she did? She sold all that she had, in order to live with me because she loved me so much. It was noble and generous, wasn't it? You shall hear and tell the world how vilely I treated her. I accepted the sacrifice and gave nothing in return. But it is not too late. I know now that I was wrong, and I wish to settle the account between us. I call upon you to witness that I owe this woman nothing. Here is the money I have lately won at the gambling tables. A bagful of golden louis. She shall have it all.
Oh, no, no, no!
You are a coward. A despicable coward.
Sir, I will answer that challenge tomorrow morning at dawn.
Nanine?
You're awake, madame. How do you feel this morning?
Ill. Get better. Better because I slept a little last night. Open the window, Nanine, and let in the morning air.
You mustn't catch cold. Remember what the doctor said.
We shall have you as well as ever in the spring. I suppose it was his duty to tell me.
Madam, you mustn't.
It's all right, Nanine. Oh, you're so kind. I'm sorry I'm such a trouble to you. But just open that window now, and later you shall help me to get up. What are these parcels, Nanine?
Presents for you, madame.
Oh, of course. It's New Year's Eve. Oh, I'd forgotten. How much can happen in a year? This time last year, we were all singing and laughing. None of us had been to bed at all. Oh, look. A scarf from Madame Prudence. And a bracelet from the Count de Chiré. Oh, he's sent in London. No coming in the States. I'm sorry, but won't be gone long anyhow.
I'll hurry, madame.
Oh, wait, Nanine. Before you go, will you please read this letter to me? Handwriting's so small, I can't read it myself.
How long is it since you received this letter?
6 weeks.
Why didn't you ask me to read it before?
I was afraid. I was afraid to know what was in it.
It is from Monsieur Duval.
Read it.
Madame, I have learned of the duel between
Armand and the Baron de Varville, but not from my son, who left the country without saying goodbye to me. I'm thankful to say that the Baron is out of danger, and I know now all that happened. You have kept your word, but I fear that the recent events have injured your health, for I hear that you are ill. I have written to Armand, telling him the truth. He is far away in Africa, but I hope he will return to ask for your forgiveness, not only for himself, but for me also. I did you a great wrong, and I wish to set it right. You have great courage. Allow me to assure you of my sympathy.
And of my highest esteem and regard, Georges Duval.
I should have asked you to read it sooner. It would have been a great comfort. But why haven't I heard from Armand? 6 weeks and not a word. Nanine, give me a mirror. Thank you. How changed I am. I should hate Armand to see me like this. Where is he? Why haven't I heard from him? Oh, how pale I am. The doctor promised he'd cure me, and I must be patient. But that's not what he said to you, is it, Nanine? I heard him. He said I was very ill.
Oh, madame.
But one may be very ill and still live. Oh, if only Armand would come, it would save me.
Madame, I know the doctor said you were ill, but you feel better today, don't you?
Why do you ask that?
I have a surprise for you, madame. A New Year's surprise, but I wanted to prepare you. A sudden joy might be too much.
There's only one joy in my life. Only one thing I look forward to. My Armand. Oh, if
You can't mean that...
Yes, madame.
Oh, ma. He's come to see me. He's here.
I tried to send him away, but the doctor said...
Oh, ma. Oh, ma. Oh, go and fetch him.
Yes, madame.
Oh, ma. Oh, I look so pale, so ill. My hair. I have not the strength to comb it.
Marguerite. My dearest.
Oh, ma. Is it possible that you should have come back?
Oh. If I hadn't met the doctor, I should have remained outside the house and never dared to come near you. Oh, forgive me, Marguerite. Forgive me. My father wrote and told me everything. But I was so far away, it has taken me all this time to get home. If I hadn't seen you again, because it would have been I who killed you. Oh, how good it is to see you again, my beloved, to hold you in my arms. Do you forgive me? Say that you do.
Forgive you? Oh, my darling, it was all my fault. But what could I do? Your father won't part us again, will he?
No, no.
You do not see the Marguerite you used to know, dear one. I've been ill, but I'm still young. I shall grow beautiful again now that I'm happy. I shall grow beautiful again, shan't I? You won't leave me, will you?
I will never leave you again, Marguerite. Oh, my lady of the camellias. See what I've brought you?
Camellias. At last, you give me camellias. Oh, my love.
We will go away together to the mountains, where you will get well.
Mama. I said this morning that only one thing could save me. I'd given up hoping for it. And then you came. We must waste no time, beloved. Life was slipping away from me, but you've come back. And I'm alive. Oh, tell me again that you love me.
I love you, Marguerite. All my life is yours.
Nanine... Come, Nanine. Bring my clothes. I want to get up.
Oh, madame. Madame, you are not well enough.
I am. I'm well now that Armand is here.
Thank you, Nanine, for the faithful care you have taken of her.
We used to speak of you every day. No one else dared mention your name. Come, help me, Nanine.
Gently, madame. You are so weak. You mustn't try to hurry.
I don't think I can. Oh, Ma.
What is it, Marguerite? Lie down again, my darling, please.
It's nothing. Happiness hurts a little at first. And I've been unhappy for so long.
Marguerite? Marguerite!
Don't be afraid, Ma. I always used to have these moments of faith. Don't you remember?
Let me hold your hand. You are trembling. Run for the doctor, Nanine, at once.
Yes. Tell him that Armand has come back. And that I want to live. That I must live.
I will hurry.
If your coming doesn't save me, nothing will, my dearest. I've lived for love. Now, I'm dying of it.
Hush, Marguerite. You will live. You must.
Sit close beside me. As close as you can, Mama. Just for a moment, I was angry with death. But I know now that it had to come. And I'm not angry anymore. Because it has waited long enough for me to see you again.
Marguerite, don't talk like that. I can't bear it. Tell me that you're not going to die. That you don't believe it, that you will not die.
Even if I did not wish it, Armand, it would have to be. Perhaps if things had been different, if I could have been the good wife you should have had, I might have grieved more at leaving a world where you are and a future that was, oh, so full of promise.
But as it is, anything that is good in me will be yours forever. Believe me, God sees more clearly than we do.
Don't, Margaret. Don't.
We've never danced together, you and I, have we? Since the day we met. Oh, put your arms around me, Omar. Just as if we were dancing. Hold me close, my darling.
Margaret. My lady of the cottage. My beloved.
Kiss me, Omar. Kiss me, my love. My only.